But first, the state capitol is wrestling with multiple lawmaker-lobbyist-related scandals. Republican Senator Michelle Ujanti-Rita allegedly harassed a female lobbyist, leading her Democratic colleagues to demand an investigation that seems unlikely at this point. And Republican Representative David Cook faces multiple ethics complaints stemming from his alleged affair with a lobbyist. With us now to tell us more about how these cases have been playing out is Hank Stevenson, editor of the Yellow Sheet Report. Hank, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
So let's talk specifically about where these cases stand as far as investigations go. We know where Cook's is. Ujanti-Rita investigation, not so much?
There is no investigation into Ujanti-Rita at this point. The Senate GOP leadership is bending over backwards to find reasons why she should not be investigated, including mostly that this allegation has already been investigated as part of that sexual harassment investigation into former lawmaker Dawn Shooter. And that report, which was about 85 pages, I was rereading it last night, and devoted a little bit more than one page to the accusations against Ujanti-Rita, which they fully dismissed. What's changed since then is Shooter, as part of his lawsuit, has deposed the alleged victim of Ujanti-Rita, and some really salacious details have come out about the extent, the depth, the severity of her alleged sexual harassment. And then after that, retaliation, where she approached the woman in a women's restroom at an event, called her a liar, said that nobody would believe her. That happened while Ujanti-Rita was a senator-elect, meaning she had been elected to the position but had not officially been sworn in yet. And that's one of the loopholes that the Senate is looking at, saying, well, she wasn't in our chamber at the time, and is basically just trying to sweep the whole thing under the rug again.
Does that seem to be a sustainable position? I mean, do you think they can go without investigating this?
It depends. I think, you know, the details of this case are just so jaw-dropping that I think there are a lot of people who were in the House of Representatives at the time, who voted to expel Shooter, who read that, you know, report that detailed a dozen or more allegations against Shooter, and devoted very, very little time to the allegations against Ujanti-Rita. I think some of them are looking at this and saying, hey, had we had the full picture, things might have happened differently. But Senate GOP leadership is just not moving at all in their attempts to stop anything from interrupting this legislative session.
Both the Cook and Ujanti-Rita situations obviously involve relationships of some sort with lobbyists. Is this indicative of a broader problem? Have lawmakers talked or lobbyists talked more about this?
This happens a lot at the Capitol. And on one hand, you know, it's a workplace, and that's where many people meet their loves of their lives. But on the other hand, it's a very unique workplace where there are power dynamics beyond just boss employee relations, but almost more like, you know, boss and an account for a business relation when you're talking about lobbyists. They're not necessarily colleagues in the sense that they don't work together, but there's certainly a very strange power dynamic going on there.
Does it seem as though in the Cook situation, we referenced there were a few ethics complaints, does it look as though those are going to go anywhere? Might we see an investigation or hearings into his situation?
So the House leadership, House GOP leadership, has announced that they are going to do an ethics investigation. There are two ethics complaints filed against him so far. One of them is kind of a rehash of what the media has put out there as far as his love letters, extensive love letters to a lobbyist. And the other one has a whole lot of new allegations involving bribery and corruption in Pinal County, where he represents. The latter seems like the much more serious of the two, and there's also rumors that there could be more ethics complaints, or at least that the ethics committee, without a complaint, could be looking into other allegations that have surfaced relating to his relationship and the favors he might have been doing for this lobbyist and her family at the Capitol.
Hank, what's the political future for Cook and Ujanti-Rita? We found out this week Ujanti-Rita is going to have a Republican challenger in her primary for the Senate. Does it look like these two are going to be let's say, in limbo or in more trouble because of these allegations?
Yeah, I think, you know, if I were a betting man, I would say the House GOP leadership has shown a lot more willingness to seriously investigate the allegations against Cook. So we may see some kind of formal action against him from the House. That's still very much up in the air. But the Senate would be more of a surprise if they actually take up some sort of formal censure or even expulsion of Ugenti Rita. But then again, we're in an election year. You know, the lawmakers are hoping to end this legislative session very early this year. We have an earlier than usual primary election that they've got to get out and campaign for. So it may just come down to the ballot box. Both of those districts are pretty solidly Republican districts. But as you said, we've seen a Republican challenger to Senator Michelle Ugenti Rita over there in Scottsdale. And he's, you know, a former lawmaker, a lawyer, kind of, and is making this his campaign issue. You know, his quotes are along the lines of, hey, I'm in bed by eight, not taking body shots off of lobbyists at the Scottsdale bars. So... I think he can mount a relatively credible challenge. It'll remain to be seen whether the lobbying corps puts their money behind Adam Quassmann is the Republican challenger versus Michelle Ugenti Rita. And we haven't seen anything any Republican challengers coming out against Cook down in Pinal County yet. So,
Hank Stevenson is editor of the Yellow Sheet Report. Hank, good to see you. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on.